AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. President Donald Trump on social media demanded Iran's unconditional surrender. He warned the U.S. knows where Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is hiding. AP diplomatic writer Matthew Lee reports it appears President Trump has two options to end the Israel-Iran conflict.
One would be the diplomatic way, but Trump has already signaled that he thinks the time for diplomacy is done. So that really leaves us with the second option, which is to kind of go all in and assist Israel in its attacks on Iran.
A human rights group says Israeli airstrikes have killed close to 600 people in Iran, and Iranian missiles and drones have killed at least 24 people in Israel. New York City mayoral candidate and comptroller Brad Lander was arrested at immigration court yesterday after linking arms with a man being detained. He told reporters yesterday he doesn't agree with the Department of Homeland Security, who posted on social media that he was arrested for assaulting law enforcement and impeding a federal officer.
I mean, you guys all saw it on video, so you know exactly what happened. And I think probably on advice of counsel, I will not characterize the events. But I certainly did not assault an officer.
AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the lifting of a curfew in L.A.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has lifted a curfew in downtown L.A. that was first imposed in response to clashes with police and vandalism amid protests against President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown in the city. The curfew covered a relatively thin slice of the sprawling city and was in response to 23 businesses being broken into and robbed. The vandalism was blamed on agitators looking to cause trouble. On Monday, Bass trimmed back the hours after there were fewer arrests during evening demonstrations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. The Stanley Cup is staying put in South Florida. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
The Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champions for a second straight season. Florida secured its second title in franchise history with a 5-1 Game 6 win over the Edmonton Oilers. Sam Reinhart scored 4 goals in the clincher. Sam Bennett won the Conn Smythe Trophy as the playoffs MVP with 15 postseason goals.
We were counted out a lot. We went through adversity and there's just so many guys just dug in and stepped up when we needed them.
Vasily Podkolzin scored the lone goal for Edmonton, Oilers captain Connor McDavid.
We obviously believed. Came up just a bit short again.
Edmonton's loss extends Canada's Stanley Cup drought to 32 years. Florida is the NHL's first back-to-back champion since Tampa Bay in 2020 and 21. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.